Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Joel McCord, WYPR's news director, sitting in for Fraser Smith. My guest is Karen Hostler of the WYPR reporting staff. Karen, you've been reporting on this ongoing battle in the governor's race over who can raise campaign funds during the General Assembly session and who can't. Can you bring us up to date on that?
Well, yeah, it's kind of this interesting little nuance. The state Board of Elections has reinforced its rule that state officials are not allowed to raise campaign funds during the 90-day session. And the theory behind that is it's just too close a link between buy-in votes if you're taking money from lobbyists on the very days you're passing legislation. So that applies to them. But that rule does not apply to local officials, county executives, for example. And, of course, that means that Lieutenant Governor Anthony Brown cannot raise money during this period, nor can Attorney General Doug Gansler. But the interesting nuance is that the Elections Board has determined that Ken Ullman, who is the county executive of Howard County and Anthony Brown's running mate, is free to raise all the money that he can raise over the three-month period, and the opponents are crying foul.
And in fact, Doug Gansler is filing suit, right?
Well, it's not Gansler himself, but yes, some allies of his are filing suit, and they're saying, wait a minute, it's a distinction without a difference. Ullman and Brown run on the same ticket. You can't elect Ullman without Brown. The money basically all goes into the same pot. And therefore, Gensler's friends are saying this is unfair to him.
But there is this precedent, I believe, in 2006 when Martin O'Malley was running for governor and Bob Ehrlich was in the governor's mansion. And during the General Assembly session, O'Malley, as the mayor of Baltimore at the time, could go ahead and raise money.
Well, he did. And there is that precedent, which apparently Anthony Brown has raised recently. We will see what the court has to say about it, because the suit is filed in Anne Arundel County Circuit Court.
One of the things that complicates all of this is this June primary, right?
That's right.
All of a sudden, at the end of the session, you've got only have a little bit of time to raise some more money.
Right. Well, they passed a bill back in 2011 that was intended to comply with a federal directive that says after a primary election, there has to be enough time for members of the military overseas to get ballots, absentee ballots, and be able to return them so that their votes are counted in elections. Well, that wasn't happening with our September primaries. But, of course, no one wanted a primary in August or July in the summer months, so they made the primary the last Tuesday in June. If you think about the legislature ending the first week in April, that means the candidates just have to, fly all out, not only raising money, but doing their campaigning. It's a lot to do in a short period of time.
All right. Karen, thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome.
With Karen Hostler, I'm Joel McCord, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.